Paul is in Corning, California. There you go, Paul, west of the Rockies. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, George.
Morning.
Hi. Well, listen, I was just thinking maybe I could ask you to share your paranormal experience, and I'll share you my new shadow person experience.
Well, now, what happened to me, and a lot of people know this, I had one big one when I was 11 years old. I had an out-of-body experience, which helped set me on this path to try to get some of these answers.
Uh-huh.
I stayed home from school. I probably missed one day of school in 15 years of school. And that day I had a fever. So, you know, I wake up and I'm on the ceiling looking down at my body. And in that split second, I was rammed right back into my body. And
how long were you out, would you say?
Seconds, if that.
A second that. If, did you feel anything? Could you describe the sensation that you were?
I was scared to death, Paul.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had never felt or witnessed that where I could see my body. I mean, the first thing you think is, this is a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realize it's not a dream. This is way too clear.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment of awakening or knowing, that's when you get rammed right back into your body.
Yeah. When we're brought back down to ourselves again, huh? It's,
yep.
It's like, yeah. Well, okay, that's pretty amazing, too. I just had my first shadow person experience, and I got to say it was really bizarre because all this time I kind of assumed that maybe people were just kind of, you know, it's a little floater in the eye or something. And probably about a week or so ago, I was coming back from my mailbox, probably around 11:30 at night, and I was walking up to my house. Everything was dark and quiet, and apparently everybody else in the place had gone to bed. So I'm walking up, and there's this kind of a hedgerow that's in between my house and my neighbor's. And just for a minute, I thought it was some flicker in my eye. But as I looked up and focused my eyes on what I was seeing, it was a very black shadow, but it looked like it was three-dimensional. And I just stood there going, I just got in mail, you know, no drugs or alcohol. And this thing is running down the side of my front yard, and it's in a hurry, and it looks semi-human, but not necessarily. But the thing is, it looked three-dimensional, like this thing had some kind of solidity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it kept on going in front of me, it just sort of disappeared right there from my vision. It was too peculiar, and I thought, you know, this is really real, the shadow person thing, because I believe in the paranormal, but like I said, I'd always assumed that these were just mistaken perceptions, but this was really peculiar. So that was my my entry into experiencing something heavy.
See, I think they're from another dimension, and they somehow leak through.
Mm-hmm. It almost seemed that way, and they leak back.
Yes, as quickly as they come through.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
And in some cases, Paul, they don't even know they're here. I mean, I think they're just as disjarred as we are when we see them.